There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, all right.
Yo.
Live from Philly, it's the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Let's go.
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, we got a good guest today.
We have a guest that intimidates a lot of people, but not us.
Nope. Former NFL linebacker Sean Merriman. We're going to give it to him. But, you know, before we get into that, Tony, let me tell you about someone came up to me and said something. Let's just, I don't want to use his name, but let's just call him Dumbass.
Yeah.
He comes up and he goes, hey, why are you not getting people to rate and review your show?
For what?
You know, on our Apple site. Exactly what I said. I said, for what? Why do I need people to review the show? I know how good the show is. You know, you listen and you know.
Does Michael Jordan need people to come up to him and tell him he's the best? No, he's just the best.
Yeah, well, you need to give Michael Jordan 5 stars. Yeah. Is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly.
No. So, you know, if you want to waste your time doing that, go ahead. You can tell us what we already know.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, back. Sean Merriman, yeah, we're going to have him on. And, you know, he's going to settle one of the biggest debates in sports. This is one that we have had people, you know, going back and forth for years. We're finally going to get the answer from him.
Yep.
But before we do that, you know, Tony, talking about feedback, we got some tremendous feedback on a new segment.
Huge.
You know, people are really upset in the business that they didn't think of this first, but we did.
Yep.
And now it's our segment where we wrap up all the stories in sports and give you our opinion on it. It's a segment we call Good or Not Good.
Good or Not Good.
Tony, Eagles winning another big one against the Giants, putting that lockdown on first place in the division. Good or not good?
This is good. This was a huge statement win for the Eagles. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, it's not a big win because the Giants suck. Wrong. The Giants beat Washington. Washington beat the Cowboys. So we basically went 3-0 in one day. Please, Paulie, explain to these people.
People are saying, oh, the NFC East is not competitive. What the fuck are you talking about? It's neck and neck. Look at it. All these teams are basically within a half game of each other. That's as competitive as they get. It's called competition, people.
Yep. Look it up in the dictionary. All right. Up next, Antonio Brown is signing a one-year deal with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Paulie, is this good or not good?
Oh, clearly this is good. You know, good for Tom Brady here because, you know, the first step of having a problem is admitting that you have a problem. And here he is. He's admitting that he's a shitty quarterback who doesn't know how to throw a ball. He needs help catching his bad passes. And we already know he needs help counting those downs. So here he is. He's begging Antonio Brown in front of everybody saying, please come help me because I'm for shit. And I think that's good for Tom Brady. I think it shows real leadership, you know, to admit your faults so openly like that.
Yeah, and this is also good because Antonio Brown's going to ruin Tom Brady. Don't forget, Antonio Brown went to the Patriots for 1 week. And what happened to the Patriots? They ended up losing to the Titans in the first round. They didn't lose because Derrick Henry ran all over them. They lost because the locker room was ruined from Antonio Brown's TikTok videos. And it's going to happen again.
You know, it's that instability. It's that, you know, Tom Brady was probably, you know, getting sacked because he's looking around the field going, wait, where's Antonio Brown? I thought he was on my team. Now he's gone. I can't keep up.
Yep.
All right, on the subject of the Titans lost their first game of the season, got beat by the Steelers. Good or not good?
This is good. You know, the Titans kept getting COVID just so they could get extra weeks to prepare. And as we saw, when you don't get 6 weeks to prepare for one game, they suck. Paulie, you have a good analogy that kind of explains how this works.
Yep. You know, this is like dating, people. You know, when you call up a girl, a lot of these guys like to do this. They call up a girl and they say, hey, are you free on the next Tuesday at, you know, 8 p.m.? I want to see you then. Ooh, ooh. No.
Nope, don't do it.
Then they're going to get all gussied up. Yep. They're going to have time to prepare. Let me tell you what I do. I like to call girls up, you know, midnight, 1 a.m. and say, hey, I'm standing outside in your lobby. Come down. Then you get the real person, you know? She doesn't have time to get all gussied up. She comes down without makeup on, and you go, oh, this is who you really are. And that's the Titans, people.
Yep. Moving along. The Dallas Cowboys lost another quarterback in the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton. And now they're going with rookie Ben DiNucci. Paulie, is this good or not good?
Gotta tell you, Tony, this is not good. Because, you know, we've done some research here on the Nooch.
Yeah.
And a pretty solid quarterback. And, you know, when you look at Cowboys history, who is the best fit at quarterback for the Cowboys when you look at it? Tony Romo. And when you look at Romo and the Nooch together, DiNucci, Italian, Romo, Italian, you got to see that's a good fit for the Cowboys. And I'm starting to worry
Guys.
What are you talking about? No. Wait, who's this? What? Jay, we've told you, don't interrupt
it's
the show.
Jay.
We're in our flow.
Tony Romo's not Italian. He's Mexican. His full name is Antonio Ramiro Romo.
Tony, let's just move along. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dad. Odell Beckham goes down on the opening drive for the Browns. Now he's out for the season. Good or not good?
This is not good. You know, it's really just a shitty situation.
Yep.
You know, just all around. Just really, really shitty. You know, the first thing I thought when I saw it was, oh, shit. You know?
You know, you're right, Tony. It really is a bad situation. I mean, situation. And, you know, I really think it's going to be bad here for the Browns. The shit's really going to hit the fan and, you know, their chest also. And, you know, from what our sources told us, Tony, what did they say?
Odell Beckham was steaming in the locker room. You know, he had a lot to get off his chest. And, you know, he was feeling shitty about the whole thing.
Yeah, but that being said, we do wish him a speedy recovery.
We want to wish Odell a very speedy recovery. You know, get well soon.
Get well soon.
Moving along, the New England Patriots suffered their biggest home loss under Bill Belichick. Is this good or not good?
Good. Fuck the Patriots. All right, next one, final one here. Right, Tua, whatever his name is.
To Alabama.
Yeah, he's getting the start over Ryan Fitzpatrick for the Dolphins. Tony, good or not good?
This is not good. You know, people say Fitzpatrick's bad since he starts for all these different teams.
No.
No. That means he's good. Because everywhere he goes, he wins the starting job. Paulie, tell these people.
Yeah, you know, who he reminds me of? He reminds me of that guy Jude Law.
Yep.
He's the starting actor in every movie. Look how many movies that guy's been in. You know, people like to ding him. If he wasn't good, he wouldn't be in so many movies.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Tony, I mean, we can sit here naming all the Jude Law movies, couldn't we?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my favorite Jude Law movie is, you know, the one where he's the robot and he's with the other robot.
Yeah, of course, Short Circuit.
No, the other one.
No, Bicentennial Man.
No, it's the Spielberg one. The one is Spielberg, it's two letters.
Oh, yeah. E.T.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah, but you know, I thought that movie sucked, actually.
Yeah, it was a little overrated.
All right, so that's the end of that segment. You know, go rate and review it. I give it 5 stars. What do you say, Tony?
I give it 5 stars all day.
Yeah, 6 stars. Anyway, we got to move on. We don't have time to, you know, sit and review because we got to move forward. We see our guest is on the line, so it's time to go to the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, let's bring him in here. Former linebacker for the Chargers and Bills. Three-time Pro Bowler. All right. Now he's a Fox Sports contributor and host of the new Lights Out podcast. All right, let's get him on here. Sean Merriman, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You know, first off, what's with the nickname Lights Out? You have an early bedtime or something? Where do you get that?
Look, I knocked out four guys in my sophomore year in high school, and I got about had about 20 students come running up to me after the game saying, "Oh, you knocked those kids lights out." And I was like, yeah, call me Lights Out. That name stuck with me all the way through high school and college. And yeah, for certain bedtime matters, yeah, I do put a couple people to sleep.
Oh.
So if you want to include that.
You're telling bedtime stories, I guess. You're a gentle soul.
Oh, yeah. I'll flip a green eggs and ham out on you after I deliver a big hit and give you a nice little bedtime story there.
You know, also, you know, a lot of people, we saw you dance. You have an iconic NFL dance after you got a sack. You do that Lights Out dance. A lot of people say that you stole that Lights Out dance from the legendary wrestler Razor Ramon. Is that true?
That is not true. Even though, I'll give you this, he was one of my favorite wrestlers. So if I throw a toothpick in there for my next Lights Out dance, that's copyright infringement. So until I got that toothpick in there, it's all mine.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to your football there. We want to know, looking at your career, who were the linebackers that you looked up to when you were coming up? Was it Brian Urlacher, Luke Kuechly, Jeremiah Trotter? Which one?
No, I'm too old for that. So those guys will be looking up to me because I'm the older one.
No. I think you misunderstood. We're saying that you looked up to them because they were better than you.
Yeah, because they were better.
No. Definitely not that. But I will give you that. I did like Luke. Luke Kuechly is one of my favorite guys.
There you go.
I would say that's the only one that may be up there. But Brian, you know, what's funny about Urlacher. So look, I'm going to tell you this. We're talking about tough guys and all this other stuff. We had the same injury to our wrist. We both broke our wrist.
Oh.
One player went on IR for the year. One person played in the soft cast for the rest of the year. So you can take that.
So you went on IR?
Urlacher went on IR, and I don't want played for the rest of the year.
Oh.
You know, I like this guy.
Yeah.
So you were in the Chargers when they made a decision that's come back to haunt them. They went with Philip Rivers over Drew Brees at quarterback. Now, let me ask you, who made that decision? And do you call up that person and say, you know, hey, you ruined my life. I want to kill you.
No. I mean, hell, Drew Brees' shoulder was completely out of place. Who going to go after for that? You know, and look, everybody knows that when somebody gets drafted and they're in the first round, you're going to be that they're taking the team over. So Drew's my homeboy. I spent a lot of time with him, especially during the off seasons, but I still would rather play with Philip.
Whoa,
Rivers.
You're saying you'd rather go with old man Rivers over the greatest quarterback, statistically in history, other than that cheetah Tom Brady?
Ooh, I thought you were about to say Nick Foles. You guys were going to throw me for a damn loop if you said Nick Foles.
Well, he is the greatest.
He is. I was talking statistics, not obviously accomplishments.
You stop that right now. Don't mention Nick Foles or Philip Rivers.
Hold up.
Neither one.
What? You mean the Nick Foles who caught the Philly special in the Super
Bowl?
Yeah,
how many Super Bowls does Philip Rivers have?
Yeah.
-2.
And also, Tom Brady, how many touchdown receptions does he have in Super Bowl? Zero.
Squat.
Nick Foles has one.
Your response?
Well, I'm glad. Well, that's why he's not shaking Nick Foles' hand.
Yeah.
That's why you don't talk to him after the games for that.
There you go. Now you're on to it. All right. Look, we've had a debate for years here. We think you're the perfect guy to settle it.
We want you to settle
it. You're a Charger and you're a linebacker. So here's the question. Who is the real LT? Is it Lawrence Taylor or is it LaDainian Tomlinson?
I love my LT more, but the real LT is Lawrence Taylor. He'll always be the real LT.
Nope. It's LaDainian Tomlinson, single season rushing touchdown record, number 21, LT.
You guys are losing it. I love some LaDainian Tomlinson. Nobody talk more on LT's behalf. But the original LT, the one who got me to play football, got me loving the game, is Lawrence Taylor. That'll always be the original LT.
You know, you're not looking like quite the teammate there. You know, betraying your own teammate.
Yeah, also,
like that.
Lawrence Taylor's overrated. We think you're better. Derek Thomas is better. Cornelius Bennett is better. Yeah. London Fletcher.
You're going to throw London Fletcher. Don't get me wrong. I love London. He had a great long career. But, you know, he's throwing up there with, you know.
You know, Harry Carson was even better. You know, Harry Carson.
Now you're going way overboard. You guys are going way too far.
Okay.
All right. Let me ask you this. If there's any quarterback throughout time who you could just, you know, get a free shot on, just, you know, run up and smash him, who would that person be?
The one and only Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good answer.
I wouldn't choose anybody over that. And the good thing is about hitting Tom is he makes little noises that's different from everyone else.
Really?
And then on top of that, he looks at you like he's not supposed to be hit. So,
what kind of noise? Can you make the noise that he made?
Yeah, it's like a squeal, moan kind of. It's one of those.
It's like a pig.
It's one of those. I wouldn't say a pig. More like a grunt, moan, squeal type of deal. So it's somewhere in the middle. Then he'll look at you like you're not supposed to hit him, which is even better.
Can you describe what it would be, you know, so we could just really visualize it? You run up there and you just, what do you do?
Oh, if you got a clear shot on him?
Yeah.
Well, with the rules being the way they are, you got to get your helmet out the way because you can't even breathe on anybody too hard without getting a penalty. But you definitely would lay on him just a little bit more and make sure you drive him to the ground. Because people forget, it's never the hit, it's the lay.
Yeah.
Remember that. It's not the hit, it's the lay. And then you got
to lay. That's my mantra.
I'm not talking about your 12 a.m. in the middle of the night lay. I'm talking about the other lay. When you go
Okay. Got it.
You know, if you do want to do that to Tom Brady,
two different
though,
type of lays we're talking
if
about
that's
here.
Your thing we want to do to Tom Brady, too.
Brady is a handsome guy.
We will understand.
How good does it make you feel now that the Patriots absolutely suck?
It does, but the only thing is they got my boy Cam Newton there, so I hate to see him getting beat up. But to actually see the organization take these L's, it makes me feel very good at night before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And if I got to talk about them in any old kind of way, it just makes my heart melt. I feel right now I'm getting chills. I'm very happy.
How poetic.
Talking.
Yeah, that was very beautiful.
Yeah, you know, well, it's a beautiful L that they've been taking lately, so it works.
Yeah.
You know, right now, currently in the NFL, the Cowboys have the worst defense I've ever seen in my entire life. Do you think you could go there now and just get 12 sacks or something? Because they're terrible.
Yeah.
Do you think you could boost the defense right now?
You'd be the best person on the team, right?
When I'm sitting on the couch watching the games, that's the first thing I think about. Like, I can roll up out of the couch, no cleats, nothing, no stretch, and get me 2 sacks right now the way they're playing. But it is horrendous. It is horrendous. I don't think we ever seen anything like this. And to me, it's just like these guys are just giving up. It looks really bad right now.
Just want to circle back to something. If we set up a pay-per-view where we got Tom Brady and you, and we just put you on a field, would you do that? You know, we sell it out, and it's just you run up to him and basically kill him on the spot?
Oh, yeah, I would do that for free. You didn't even have to pay me to do that. I mean, that would, you know, maybe the way you guys speak and set it up for around Valentine's Day. Maybe we just put that.
It's going to be good. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, perfect.
A Valentine's Day special with me and Tom Brady. That'd be great.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. Early in the show, we said the NFC East is the most competitive division in football. You know, you got all these teams within basically a half game of each other. Don't you agree NFC East most competitive right now?
In what? Thumb wrestling?
Oh, here we go.
I'm just saying. I mean, what are we talking, thumb wrestling? Because it's some pretty good teams to come out of there with thumb wrestling. Because you're not talking about football.
No.
No, we are talking about football.
Yeah,
we're talking about football because they're all within one game. And that's literally the definition of being competitive. Paulie, I don't even know what to say.
I don't even know what to say to you. I mean, you want me to compete with you?
I've seen better fights on the side of a Wawa.
Oh, here we go.
Are you saying the AFC West is more competitive? The AFC West with your Raiders and your Chiefs when they were nothing?
Yeah. Even better than anybody in the NFC East right now.
Oh,
anybody.
Here we go. You know what?
on.
Well, guess what?
We got
we're sending
you
east
guess what?
Into the Atlantic Ocean.
Lights out on this interview.
Yeah. Lights out because this
on
interview's
this
over. You're done.
It's over.
Shut off the lights.
You're
turn off the
power.
Show. Lights out for you, Merriman. Yeah,
hang
I'm a merry
phone.
Man hanging up this phone.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he
off
the
line?
You get
this guy's. This guy is unbelievable. You know, you would think playing in the NFL all those years, he would know something about football, but
no.
Clearly he doesn't.
Clearly. I mean, to disrespect a quality division like the NFC East, I mean, this guy
you know,
should
be ashamed
of
people don't understand what competition is.
No, he doesn't. He couldn't handle the competition. That's why he's off the show, Tony.
Yep.
Anyway,
we all
got
right.
You know,
we got to calm down. We got to do
know,
a sponsor.
Talking about competition, we got people lining up to sponsor, you know, to be in the show and to,
yep.
for us to do the ad raids. And today, got another big name out there. It's a big name in audiobooks. And that's why we're going to do an ad right now for Audible. You know, people say, you know, when you see someone reading a book, like they look smart. No. When I see someone reading a book, I think, what are you doing wasting your time? Put it in your ears, people. Isn't it better to have someone read you a book? Tony, tell them about the book we listened to this week.
This week's Paulie and Tony's Audible Book of the Week is Believe It by Nick Foles. My journey of success, failure, and overcoming the odds. When I'm with this girl I'm seeing, Abilonia, you know, when we make out at night, we usually put on some Mariah Carey, some Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. But last night I put on the Nick Foles book. And let me tell you, it got hot and heavy. When it got to that part in the book where Nick Foles caught the Philly special, I don't want to say what happened, but you know, things got really intense.
And that is the power of literature, people. There it is. You can experience it for yourself. Just as all the great writers from Hemingway down to Nick Foles, this is what they wanted for you to experience.
Yeah.
Audible. All right. I think we did a good ad for them there, Tony.
Yep.
I feel good. Now, you know, we got to move on quick because we're running out of time, but we got to do our predictions.
And so far this year, we are 38-2.
All right. Let's do it. First game, Cowboys-Eagles.
This is going to be a really tough one for the Eagles. We're going up against Ben DiNucci, but I do think the Eagles are going to have enough in the tank to outlast the Cowboys. I love the Eagles, 30-28.
As we said, you know, DiNucci is the second coming of Tony Romo, which means he won't be able to hold on to a snap. So I see the Eagles winning this on a blown PAT, 21-20. Buccaneers at Giants.
The Buccaneers season is over as we know it after signing Antonio Brown. They're not going to know what's going on. Everyone's going to be distracted. I like the G-men to beat Tampa Bay 14-10.
You know, Tony, the NFC East is so competitive that I see the Giants coming out of the gate strong here because they, you know, they want to get the first place, want to get that second win. The Bucs in the NFC South, non-competitive, so you got to give the competition angle to the Giants. I see the Giants pulling off the upset 19-18. All right, Raiders at Browns.
You know, the Browns are going to be feeling really shitty about what happened to Odell. They're going to be downtrodden. They're going to be steaming. I love the Raiders in this one. I'm going Las Vegas 27, Browns 10.
You know, the Browns with Odell, I just don't see them giving two shits about the game because, you know, they're kind of in the shitter now with this situation. So I got to give the edge to John Gruden, who has never taken a shit on his chest ever. So I'm going to go with the Raiders winning a big one 34-10. All right. Patriots at Bills.
After suffering an embarrassing loss at home, I think Bill Belichick's going to get back to basics. He's going to deflate all the footballs, make sure that Cam gets a very good grip on it. And I see the Patriots taking it to the Bills here, getting back on track, 10-9.
What do we know about Bill Belichick? He likes to record the other team's practices. Well, I see him learning a lot from the Bills this week, you know, learning their system and copying it. So I give the advantage to the Patriots, coming away with the win, 24-17. All right, Titans at Bengals.
The Titans are going to prove that with only 1 week to prepare, they don't know what's going on.
And QB Joe Burrow is going to take it to Tennessee's suspect defense. I love Cincinnati beating the Titans 17-10.
You know, our sources have told us that a lot of members of the Titans are scrambling to try and get COVID this week so they can get that delay and get that extra time to prepare. But, I think it's too late now. So I give the edge to the Bengals in this one, 24-12. Colts at Lions.
Oh, man. I'm not going to watch that game. Are you?
No fucking way. All right. Rams at Dolphins.
Tua Tagovailoa is going to get his first start of the season, and it's going to be bad news. They should have stuck with Fitzpatrick. I love the Rams to blow them out 31-3.
Tony, you know, I just remembered a Jude Law movie that I really liked. What's that one with Matt Damon?
Boiler Room.
No. It's Jude Law, Matt Damon. I think Gwyneth Paltrow's in it.
The Martian?
No. I think it was like Talented Mr.
Rogers?
Talented Mr. Rogers. That's it. He was good in that. So there you go.
Good movie.
And that's why I got the Dolphins winning this game 31-20. All right, last game, Tony. Jets-Chiefs.
I'm actually going to watch this one because this might be the ugliest game in the history of the league. I think that the Chiefs are going to put up about 80 points here on the Jets. I love Kansas City to win this one 80-7.
You know, I just checked the scoreboard. The game doesn't start for 3 days, but the Chiefs already beaten the Jets 42-0. You know, Tony, I think everyone thinks the Jets are going to get shut out here. That's not true. The Chiefs are going to get so bored that they're going to let them score a field goal. So I'll go with Chiefs winning 62-3. All right, so that wraps up our predictions, and we're not going to thank Sean Merriman,
no,
are we?
No. Are you kidding me?
Anyway, fine. You want to rate and review the show? Fine. Because I don't want to hear from that dumbass again coming up to me and saying, where's your reviews?
You know? If you want to do it, go ahead. You know, we're not going to stop you.
We're not going to stop you. You can tell us how great we are because we know. Anyway, good job, Tony.
Another flawless show.
That's it. See you next week.
See ya.